Curiosity finally get the better of you, Captain? Or have you simply come to stare at my body again? Why I'm here? Your men are the one who captured me and dragged me into the cell. I would think you'd have a better idea than I would about that. You always were a little too smart for your own good. But that's why I needed to talk to you. We don't have to be on different sides in this thing. We can work together. Listen to me. He's insane. He's a maniac. We all recognize that. But he's also on a hair trigger all the time. No one wants to die because they didn't want to follow orders. Preaching to the choir there. I get it. I do. You and I, we're not going to see eye to eye on everything. But that guy is a madman. And no one wants to wage his war for him. But, as you may have noticed, we're all a little self-invested. So no one wants to become paste for non-compliance. Spineless we may be, but stupid we are not. I've come here to negotiate a truce of sorts. I think it would be disingenuous to say peace, but surely we could find a better use for our resources than what's currently happening. To your credit, your men are well informed. They left the gloves on. I was surprised by that. Really? You don't know my reputation? Well, it's a bit, shall we say, shocking. Ding, ding, ding. You're getting it. That's also why I'm not chained down. Any kind of conductor in here is probably a bad idea, but these gloves are special. Clearly they knew about that. Shit, it's the only thing they left on me. I have a feeling that's why you've kept me in here so long. That nice little window of yours. I hope you've enjoyed it. In fact, these are a big part of the reason that I thought I might be able to persuade you to my way of thinking. Come into the cell. I'm not going to harm you. Think about what you know. You know that I'm not going to get captured by mere soldiers. At least not the ones that did. So, I wanted to be here. Now, what reasons could there possibly be for that? I'm not here to assassinate anyone. I'm here to negotiate on my own behalf. I wouldn't waste words otherwise. That part of my reputation surely precedes me. Come in. Talk to me like I'm a person. Well, well, Captain. That suits you very well. Couldn't help myself. Sorry. There are many, many good reasons that we should work together. But I think there is one in particular that is most convincing. Mutual attraction. Come on, Captain. I've seen the way you look at me. There's a hunger there. I think you relished the idea of having that kind of power over me, but even then, you couldn't detach yourself from reality enough to enjoy it. You knew that I was only going to be a prisoner here exactly as long as I wanted to be. But what if we reverse that role a little bit? What if you were my prisoner? I already told you. I'm not here to assassinate anyone. I'm not here to capture anyone. I'm here to convince you. And I intend to do that with what you apparently know far too little about. These gloves are very, very good insulators. But they don't subdue the power completely. I have a very, very fine-grained control over that electricity. Even just on your arm. Feels incredible, doesn't it? I can manipulate the way it feels. It's so granular. Like it's in a shock right up through your neck. And I've killed that way before. But that's not what I want for you. You look a little lightheaded there, Captain. Why don't you take a seat? Because I know you're dying to feel more of that. That's the way. It doesn't always have to be cold, hard logic. We can enjoy ourselves, can't we? Maybe you'd like my touch somewhere more intimate, though. Feel that crackle. Every pore of your body. I've always heard that it's quite unique in hair. Tell me, Captain. How does it feel? We could really juice it up if you want. I just have to take off one of these gloves. I could take you for such a fucking ride. It wouldn't disappoint. Tell me you'll consider. Tell me that you'll work with me. You're letting me do this, but you're gonna pretend that you haven't already made up your mind. It's cute. I know I've got you where I want you. How does it feel here? Tingling right outside the area. I know you want that feeling most. You're gonna be my ally in short order, Captain. Or are you gonna be my subordinate? It's nice to see you this way. Normally so professional, prim, and proper. I think I prefer you when you have something you need, and not just something you're trying to accomplish. I don't even have to take your clothes off to make you come. It's all just one big electrical experience. Setting those nerve ends on fire till your body can't process the pleasure anymore. And then something clicks. And you come. Let's make this a little more intense, shall we? There we go. Not so restrained now. Oh, Captain. That must feel incredible. How accurate I am. How exactly right it feels. Do you wonder how many times I've done this to get my way? You're still special. I promise. I already know I have your support. This part's for pleasure. It wouldn't be embarrassing, don't worry. It's almost like skipping all of the steps required to make it to an orgasm. You just feel incredible right away. You want me to let you come? Or should I have my lightning continue to dance on your nerves for a while? Let you enjoy it? Captain, it's not gonna be that easy. You at least have to say please. Okay. Come for me then. Come. I wanna feel you gush into your pants. Change. You could just take them off, stay a little